Welcome to the Dietitian Connection podcast, a show about nutrition, dietitians, and their success stories. Through our conversations with nutrition leaders, we aim to inspire you, to connect you with like-minded colleagues, to innovate and push you out of your comfort zone, to create robust debate, to encourage lifelong learning, and to empower you to create more impact as a dietitian.
Dietitian Connection acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters this podcast is recorded on. Welcome to the Dietitian Connection podcast. I'm Bec Sparrowhawk from Dietitian Connection, and I'm a dietitian. Today's episode was produced in celebration of Feeding Tube Awareness Week, a nationally recognised week that aims to raise awareness about tube feeding and bring together the community of all those living, working, or supporting someone with a feeding tube. The episode elevates the voice of someone who has experienced tube feeding as part of their medical treatment and aims to leave you empowered to connect with your patients on a greater level by understanding the social, emotional, and psychological impacts of tube feeding. Today, we are incredibly humbled to have Alison Black join us to share her story. Alison isn't a dietitian. She's a world-renowned TV producer whose career journey took a sharp turn when she was diagnosed with cancer. She may not be a dietitian, but she knows firsthand the incredible impact a dietitian can have and is a strong advocate for the role her dietitian, Nina Bonner, played in her cancer journey and recovery to remission. So much so, she drew on her creative skills to produce a parody of the song A DJ Saved My Life, transforming it to A Dietitian Saved My Life. Get ready to be inspired by her story, her advocacy, and her creativity. Thank you for joining us on the Dietitian Connection podcast, Alison.
Thank you for having me, and thank you all out there for being dietitians.
So to kickstart today, could you please expand on your illustrious career and describe how being diagnosed with cancer changed the trajectory of that and your life as a whole?
So I'm a journalist, a newspaper reporter turned television producer. You can probably guess from my accent, I wasn't born in Australia. I'm from Scotland, worked for the BBC, got offered a job at the ABC about 20 years ago and thought, ooh, that'd be nice. And came out, did 2 years in Melbourne, went home for a year, came back to Sydney, was working very happily as a development producer at Fremantle, which is one of the big production companies, with Magda Szubanski on an environmental project. And I had a lump in my neck one morning, and I looked at it and said to my husband, what is that? And he goes, I don't know. I went to the doctor who said, here's a referral. Use it in about a week if the antibiotics haven't made the lump go away. So I go back to work, quite happy, still there in about a week, go and get the ultrasound. And I think within about 10 minutes, I knew my life was about to change because the young person doing the ultrasound went and got somebody older. And he had a look at it and went, when are you going to your GP to get the results? And I said, busy next week maybe. And he goes, go this afternoon, just go this afternoon. I'm never getting an appointment. And he goes, I'm going to phone, you're going to get an appointment.